The Jason Greger Show presents Struds on Folk Music.
This lad is your lad, this lad is my lad, from California to New York Island. Like,
folk music. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
French fries.
I like things that are hard, they get soft. No one likes those soggy tots, guys. I don't want soggy fries. I want them crisp, hard. I want it straight and hard. That's what I like.
The rodeo.
Yeah, I'll get bareback on a sheep, no problem, man. But there's no way. There's no way I'm getting on the back of a steer.
His mindset.
But you know, it's like I always say, HK, who cares?
It's time for Struds On.
Being high on someone. So I always love when the texts come in at the last minute to change my Struds On. So Klaus just sent it in from Beaumont. Says this. Hey, guys, everyone seems so optimistic and high in Holloway. What has he done? And other than being on defense, why were people so reluctant to anoint or give Bouchard more playing time and optimism like Darfur Holloway? From Klaus. So, listen, I get it. I think this is what I look at. I'm looking at Dylan Holloway. This is a complete wild card season for him. You know, if Dylan Holloway can come in, earn a spot, fantastic. If Dylan Holloway comes in and he earns a spot and someone else is maybe a little bit older and has a contract that he can't put in the minors, and he goes to the minors, that's fine too. You know, he's a young player. If he doesn't look quite ready, maybe he's, you know, they don't know exactly where he can fit in. He's not sure. He's going to go down to a team that has a track record of producing some NHL ready players. And that's a good thing too. The coach down there understands development. Manson and coming out, they lost their one assistant coach, but they do have a track record of producing NHL ready players, which is something that, you know, the Oilers have needed for a long time. Now on the other side with Bouchard, I think that there is, I don't really call this a free season for him. I think for the Oilers to take a step forward, they're going to need him to come in and be solid right off the start. Because from what I can see, there's no other right shot defenseman that can play those minutes. I'm a little bit concerned about maybe who his partner might be to start the year. And is that become a revolving door? Does a revolving door, is that good for a young player? I think they're better off to having someone who's a little bit more... a bit more steady of a partner. And I think that if he can move into a position where he's in the top four in the next, let's call it, you know, year or, 300 days or something like that, I think that'd be a huge jump for the Oilers. They will need that. So I don't want to put pressure on a player that is, you know, just young, but from my perspective, the two players coming in, there are different expectations of what a player's development can have in the short term. Now, both of them and the impact they have on their team. I do think that ultimately they both play in the NHL and they'll have an impact. But from now till Christmas, I think the Oilers really need Bouchard to come in and contribute on some level. I'm not asking him to be a 25-minute D-man, but, you know, make that first pass, maybe get a little bit of power play time, you know, mix in with Nurse and Barry. Jump into the play, do all those types of things, have that impact and be growing his defensive game and, you know, if it allows, get some penalty kill time. Whereas Dylan Holloway as a forward, it's a little bit different. So that's why I think that people are talking about the two players differently. Both have huge upside and are going to be needed for the Oilers.